Hello.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBL Logistics. How are you today?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. I have my technician on my back line, and he was calling in to inform that he was at the warehouse and they did not have your OTR. So he was unable to pick that item up. So he won't do your install for you today.
Okay, so when are they expecting to have it, I guess?
You would need to contact Home Depot and they will let you know of the delivery date for that item.
You said I need to do what?
Contact Home Depot.
What Home Depot? I don't how would I know where they're getting an item from?
I have
I'm
a
just
phone number I can give you, ma'am, because all we do is do the installations for you and pick the unit up. And he stated that the unit is not at the warehouse. And the store handles all of the units, but I can give you the number that they have here on your order.
Okay, ma'am, I'm a tenant. This is something that's supposed to be handled by the maintenance, not me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, then you can just inform them that they will need to contact.
Well, you guys need to inform them. You guys have a contract with them. Is that
We
not
don't
right?
contact the store about products, ma'am.
No, you guys need to contact whoever sent you guys to do the install to so they can schedule. They're the ones that made the arrangement with Home Depot. I have no idea what's going on, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just had to call and inform you of that, and I'll notate that on your order, and we'll send an email over to home office for them to be informed.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for using
And what, do
XBL.
you know what from the Home Depot they're using?
Yes,
Is
ma'am. I was trying to provide you with the number.
it? No, I'm saying what location, because I live
Oh,
in
it
Elgin.
says 635 C Northwest Avenue in North Lake, Illinois.
Yeah, I have no idea even where that is. So wouldn't whoever who called who let you guys know who ordered the from Home Depot, wouldn't they be the ones that need to contact Home Depot?
No, ma'am. The store is the one that set up this installation and this pickup for you. So they would have to
No,
be.
the store didn't set anything up. I had there was a gentleman that came out here and set and came and looked at my the store wouldn't have set up an installation or anything. They didn't have a There was a an appliance guy that came here to look at this. I don't think you guys are fully aware of what's going on. An appliance gentleman came here and looked at my microwave, said that he would order some parts if you know whatever. And then you guys started calling me, saying that you guys were going to install something. So I didn't even know it was being replaced. So I wouldn't even have an order number or anything to contact Home Depot with. To even discuss this with. So whoever gave y'all the order to go pick up Home Depot, that would be the person that would need to contact them because they're the ones that set up this pickup.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you?
I'm gonna get an email over to home office for you so they can look into your order.
Okay, can you
Because
email me on that and CC
no,
me on
ma'am, we
that? Cause...
cannot CC you on emails. I do apologize.
Okay, well, then why do you guys ask me for my email address?
Ma'am.
Why do you guys ask for the email, my email address, if you can't
Oh, they
email?
have your email address, but that's because Home Depot puts it on an order because they email you. We're XBO Logistics. We're a whole separate entity.
And well, no, Home Depot, you guys asked me for my email address. Home Depot never asked me for my email. I never spoke with Home Depot. So how would Home Depot know my email address when I've never even spoke with that company? I've
Yes,
never
ma'am.
spoke
You
with.
had to have spoken with Home Depot because XBO
Ma'am,
doesn't
I've
even put
never
orders in the
spoke. That's
system.
what I'm trying to explain to you, ma'am. I've never spoke with Home Depot.
Yes,
Never. An
ma'am.
appliance company has came out here. So whatever appliance company First Key Homes used, that would be the one that placed this order and utilized you guys as the install people. I've never spoke with Home Depot. I've never placed the order. I have no idea anywhere what's even being ordered. Do you understand? Like, I've never spoke with Home Depot. My
Yes, ma'am.
First Key Homes sent an appliance camp company to come out here and look at the product. This doesn't have anything. I'm not the homeowner. First Key Homes owns this home. I am a renter.
Yes, ma'am.
You
I
have a
included that
supervisor.
all in. Yes, ma'am,
Okay,
but they're going to give you the same information I'm giving you,
Well, I
ma'am.
just need to get, because you're telling me I spoke with Home Depot, so you don't even know what exactly was going on. Because you're telling me I had to have spoke with Home Depot, and I never, once in the since the situation been taking place, been over 2 weeks now, have I spoke with Home Depot. So
yes, ma'am. I was just informing that the way our XEO works, we don't send and we don't put orders in the system, ma'am.
Okay, well, can
so
you give me
either
somebody,
your owner,
can you
ma'am. No, I
know,
can't
can
right now, ma'am,
to,
because I had a technician on my back line. I can't switch you to a supervisor while I have him on hold. What I can do,
can
after I hang up with him.
Because the technician might know what's going on there.
Ma'am, he's the one calling me, telling me he's not going to do your install because your unit wasn't at the warehouse. What I was saying, what I'm going
to
do, yes, ma'am, what I'm going to do is once I hang up from the technician, I'm going to call you back, and then I'll transfer you to a supervisor.
Okay, that sounds good because
yes,
I don't think
ma'am.
Anybody is on the same page. We're not all on the same page, ma'am. That's what's going on here.
Yes,
because I would never have spoken with Home Depot about an order that I'm not paying for.
That's
so,
correct.
That's,
yes, ma'am. I understand. I just think you misunderstood what I was saying.
No,
but
you
once
said
I hang up with the tech.
I know exactly what you said when you said I would have had to spoke with Home Depot, and he was very stern with that, saying I've never spoken with them, so that's why I say we have a miscommunication somewhere, that you're thinking I'm the one that placed this order at Home Depot. I've never spoken with a Home Depot to place an order. I don't even
yes,
know what
ma'am.
I would be ordering, ma'am, so that's not true or accurate. So I would not like to speak with somebody that could actually, maybe they can backtrack me to who placed the order so that I can get in touch with them and tell them they need to contact Home Depot. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. And that's why I informed you once I get off the phone with the tech, I'll call you back and I'll transfer you over to a supervisor.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I can't do it now because of our phone
system.
No,
I understand. I tied
yes,
up.
Ma'am.
I get it. Your line tied up. Got it. I'll be waiting on your call back then.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for using XPL Logistics. Have a
yes,
good day.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.